All right, guys, welcome back. Today we're sitting in the exhibit hall for a combined sections meeting, and I'm actually at the booth for the FMS system. Functional movement systems, and they also do the selective functional movement assessment. And today I get to speak with Aline Thompson out of Denver. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. So I am a SFMA instructor, and I'm a physical therapist living in Denver, Colorado.
Awesome. Great. Well, Aline, can you first just give us a description about what FMS is and what kind of approach that does with working with patients?
Yes. So we are a company that specializes in education focused on movement. And so we offer a number of different products. Our two main ones are the Selective Functional Movement Assessment. That's why we're here at CSM. That product is an assessment geared towards medical providers. We look at within the assessment, seven functional movement patterns to determine basically, are they functional or dysfunctional? Are they painful or non-painful? And then we further break down those patterns to find impairments within them to focus treatment. We also have the functional movement screen. That's probably a little bit more well-known, and that is a product that's geared also looking at functional movement patterns, but geared towards a more widespread population in terms of who can take that class. So personal trainers, strength coaches, physical therapists, and other medical providers, coaches, to assess, you know, is this person really have any major limitations for participating in movement in certain exercise programs? We want to weed out anyone that has pain. And then if they do have pain, we refer them to an SFMA provider. So that's one of the links between those two movement assessment screens.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so so the FMS would be more of a screening tool, more or less?
Exactly.
And then the SFMA is kind of diving deep into what their dysfunctions are, why they aren't moving optimally. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. So the FMS is a screen. And the SFMA is an assessment that's used within your evaluation.
Okay. And so there's a couple other things that you guys teach too as well, right?
So we have our fundamental capacity screen, and that's a higher level movement screen. Once you pass FMS without any pain and no asymmetries, you might want to then take that course. That looks at more involved things like postural control, and somebody, you know, we do hop testing and loaded carries to assess how are you possibly losing energy when you participate in a certain particular sport. So that's our other education. We have some online products as well. We have a breathing course, and then we have the Y Balance test too.
Okay. So in your practice in Colorado, how do you, well, first of all, what kind of setting are you in? What type of patient population do you have? And then how does this system work for you in your particular practice?
That's a great question. So I own a cash-based PT business called Level Up Rehab, and it is, I see everyone really in terms of a population. I see high-end athletes, and I see people dealing also with persistent pain, so a pretty widespread population in terms of age too, you know, from 14 years old to 80. And I use the SFMA in particular all the time with every patient. I use the functional movement screen for a discharge as a discharge tool. I also use it sometimes within rehab just to get a little bit more specific in terms of somebody's return to sport criteria. So, and I also use the Y Balance test too. I use all of these within the system. And that's really what this is meant to be, is a system. I have trainers that I refer to post-rehab too that use our system so that we can speak the same language. Or who are actually continuing their strength and conditioning programs as they're receiving rehab.
Okay, because that's one of the things I was curious about, you know, with what you might typically associate with FMS especially, because athletic trainers, strength coaches, other professions can take those coursework, certify through that, that I kind of wonder if physical therapists, when they hear about it, they think it's mainly just for athletes, you know, elite athletes or, you know, younger athletes, not necessarily for an average patient within, you know, a physical therapy practice.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that has possibly been the history of it, but we're trying to change that. We're trying to really educate people in all our courses about what our company really is as a system and how you might progress from one area to another, how you might progress either from doing an FMS and finding someone has pain to leading you to do an SFMA to find out what the driver of those symptoms are, or vice versa. I think that one of the ways that we don't necessarily succeed in this profession is with that discharge component, right? And so we feel strongly that we need to do better at that.
Yeah, and the thing I was thinking about, you know, as you're talking, is that, you know, you're looking at movement. Everybody moves. Every patient moves that comes in to see you, whether they have pain or not. And your goal, part of your goal is to help them with their goals, but two is to optimize their movement, right? And what better way to do that other than looking at how they move and having a system to break that down and then figure out what you can do as a therapist or, you know, other healthcare professional to optimize their movement.
Right. You know, and another thing that we really stress is that we want to measure movement. We want that to be standardized. So we are diagnosing movement, and then we have a lot of different practitioner types that take our courses, so then the intervention can be much more individual, right? Yeah. That can be the artistry of it, while we have more of a standardized approach to diagnosing movement.
Yeah, so you can be any kind of healthcare practitioner, like a physician, osteopath, chiropractor, physical therapist, massage, whatever, and your creativity is how you choose to treat those things, right?
Yeah, and you know, I have a physician who sends me a lot of patients who has taken all of our courses, and our instructors, we have an osteopaths, chiropractors, PTs, athletic trainers, and the cool thing about that is we probably don't practice absolutely similar, but we were able to speak the same language. And I would say, you know, people often ask me, you know, what do you think of a chiropractor? What do you think of this? And I think, you know, I think of someone as an individual. Yep. And so we definitely value just standardized care in terms of diagnosis, but we are very open to different methods of treatment.
Okay, great. So is there anything that we haven't mentioned, you know, about FMS or what you guys do or what you guys teach in general, or specifics for anything?
I'll just say that one of the things that I love about working for this company is that we're always trying to get better. And so we want people to adopt this system into their practice. And so we do things like, if you take our course, our SFMA course, we actually invite you to come back and retake the course for free for as many times as you want, because we really want you to learn it and bring it into your practice. And we want you to be kind of a part of our family. So,
And that's just after taking it one time.
Correct. Yeah. Just after taking it one time. It is. And, you know, and we're changing things just to make it better. I mean, we make changes sometimes once a year, but sometimes we make bigger changes every few years. But that isn't an attempt to continually improve our assessment process.
So there's different ways of taking some of the courses, right? Because there's online component or live component with it as well. Kind of, how are the structures of the?
Sure. Yeah. So to actually be certified in the SFMA, you have to take an online course. So that's I think probably about 7 hours of watching videos that give you an introduction to the major concepts or principles, and then an introduction to the breakout patterns. After you do that, you take a 2-day live course. And the beauty in that is we've really structured those courses so that you can leave feeling a lot more proficient in the assessment and actually going back to the clinic and using it. Yeah. And so so that is the SFMA. The FMS course now has, I think you're still able to do an online component for level one. And then we're also reintroducing doing a live level one and level two component for functional movement screen.
So there's two levels for FMS.
Yeah, and there's also a level two for SFMA. So the first level is, of course, focused on becoming proficient in the assessment. The second level is then looking more into getting into interventions, a little more detail on how you would do a biomechanical assessment on something like a thorax or an ankle mobility problem. And then also, one thing that I think really sets us apart is looking at motor control and how do you intervene when somebody has a motor control dysfunction.
Oh, okay. And so to become certified, you have to do both levels or just one?
Nope. So for the SMA, you just have to take the first course, take the test, and then you're certified, and then the level two is optional.
Okay, so that's just going deeper down that rabbit hole of, you know, the function movement assessment.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what people find is they take that first class and they really want more information. They realize we get so much positive feedback at these courses that, wow, you know, I think I've been missing some things. And so, and then the question is, well, how do I treat it?
Yeah, that's a really good point, too. I think that's something that physical therapists in general could really benefit from.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you very much. Is there anything else that we haven't mentioned or that you want to mention?
No, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Matt.
Great. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your time. If you can direct listeners to where they can learn more about FMS, SFMA?
Sure. So I think probably the best resource would be our website, which is functionalmovement.com. Correct, yes.
All right, great. So for those of you who are interested or want to learn more, functionalmovement.com is the place to go. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.